On a dirt road about 15 miles north of Rapid City, a group of ranchers has just set up a makeshift corral to load groups of cattle into nearby trailers. Todd Collins ranches nearby. He lost 50 head in this storm.
Well, that's your annual income right there. You know, we lost about roughly to 20% of our herd out of this deal.
How are your neighbors doing?
Worse than us, a lot of them.
You're out here helping them. Everybody comes together on this kind of day.
We just came from up by Sturgis today. We did this all day up there yesterday and today, and get a little tired of it after a while.
You've been going nonstop since Thursday night, I assume, when this stuff all started to hit.
Yeah. About 3 hours of sleep since last Thursday.
Many of his neighbors working here with him are in the same boat. Most here have lost cattle. Collins points out across the field where the carcasses of dead cows are strewn across the snow.
Well, there's about 27 over there in that pile, and then the rest of them you can see are just scattered all the way across here.
He doesn't really show it, but you get the impression that this is a hard topic to talk about. Collins steps back from the mic a moment, and his neighbor Phyllis Grubel sees this and steps in. She says this storm has been a real shock to many.
People had their lives wrapped up in their livestock. I mean, their animals and them are one. And when you leave them, you've lost a body, and it's a part of the family. And that's going to be the hardest thing with any of it, is the loss of livelihood.
This storm hit so early in the fall that many ranchers still had their cows in summer pasture. Collins says he worked for 2 days before the storm to bring his herd home, but he still couldn't get all of them to safety.
And the sun's going down as we're sitting here talking. What do you got to do next?
Just regroup, I guess, and try and get everything healthied up at home before we try to sell calves again. We were going to sell them the 15th of this month, and now probably be a month from now before we can sell them. Well, all of these would be bred cows. So these calves that we've got here, they're a crop this year, and they've got the calves in them for next year, too. So you lose twice.
How long you been ranching?
25 years.
You ever seen a storm like this?
Never. My dad's 80 years old, and he said he's never seen a killer storm the 1st of October.
This storm was abnormal in other ways as well. In past disasters, federal agencies like the USDA and the NRCS step in to help ranchers tally their losses and find assistance programs. But with the federal government shut down, those services aren't available. The Farm Bill is also stalled in Congress, leaving many in agriculture questioning the future. Collins says what's going on in Congress makes this disaster even more difficult.
Yeah, that's hard. It's pointless. They should be out here watching deals like this. We lose a paycheck. They don't lose a paycheck in Washington when they shut the government down. So they are the unnecessary employees we got with the government right now, I think.
As Collins takes time to chat, his neighbors continue to work behind him. They are taking down the steel corral and loading it into a truck so they can go round up more cattle. Collins says, that's how it's done here. Neighbors help neighbors.
That's what I'd like to see the people in Washington that are fighting there, where some of these guys that we were helping today, I don't even know them, and they were helping me move my cows, and I was helping them move theirs. And you can get along. You don't have to sit there like them guys in Washington squabble.
Ranchers are being told to document and photograph any animals they lost. This way, if federal assistance again becomes available, they may still qualify. On top of this, a private relief fund has been set up in Rapid City to aid ranchers caught in this disaster. State and local governments are also stepping in to assist however they can. Ranchers are known as a fiercely independent bunch, and at this point, many aren't thinking about government assistance. They're working to meet the immediate needs, to save the cattle they can and bury the ones they can't. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.